that he has put Mary, the mother of God, in heaven, whole soul and body. For which he's beatified. Canonized in the Roman Catholic Church by telling all foul faith lie like that. You see what I'm talking about? People around that look, let me tell you something. Would you let Mary, the mother of God, so you say? You see? Lay out there from the time of her death down until 1950. Would you let her lay out there in that cemetery? And you jump up there and tell a foul faith why he's been neglected all this time. And here you had the authority to put him in heaven. And you let her lay out there. And see, all that time. And flesh and blood got from the soul on the 14th century. Flesh and blood don't inherit the kingdom of God. And then you jump up and tell a foul faith lie and say that you put her in heaven, you understand? Because you got the keys to the kingdom. You've been the Messiah. And whatsoever you bind on her shall be bound in heaven. You understand? Look, if I do a dirty low-down on the trick like that, you see, if I had the thought and fire and let her lay there until 1950, I'd be ashamed to tell somebody that I let her lay there. I'd be ashamed to get up and tell somebody something like that. But he'd be out of. And I said, that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin, the son of perdition, be revealed, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is worshipped and all that is called God, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of Rosa and the Vatican, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm talking about? Showing himself that he is God. Also, don't you remember when I was with you, I told you. Now look, let me clarify that thing. Listen at me now. Here's Messiah. And when he comes, he chose 12, and one of them was a devil angel. You know, right down to the close of that evening. I show him that up here, what I'm talking about, at the close of that evening. You see, the deuce had to be exposed. And now we're down to the close of it, you understand? And now I'm exposing him, you understand? I'm telling him. And now they want to cut my throat. The Roman Catholics want to cut my throat. And they killed up 6 million Jews over here. And now, you understand? Said, yeah, murder! Yes, murder, baby! And the Messiah said, Satan was a murderer right from the beginning. And they're going to murder billions and here you are. Mm-hmm. What is that talking about? What was I talking about? You were wrong with that. Now, what did you kill us for? Said we killed them in the defense of the church. And how you know yourself that the Messiah, when he sent this boy back there, he told them some of you are going to be put in prison and some of you are going to be killed. He ain't standing out there to murder nobody.
Right.
And you stand around, stupid, you understand, folks, and then bragging about, I'm a Roman Catholic, you understand? Ross and killed up a whole lot of them, too, you understand? You see what I'm talking about? And here you are, like falling away from that man of sin, being revealed, the son of perdition. And now here, I'm showing it to you. I'm showing you how to cry in peace. I'm showing you how to fall away. The church is empty. You understand? I'm showing you right down in the end. And Messiah, he ain't coming to the end of this age. And he come in the end of that and expose those Jews. Ain't that right? Until that night. Now we're down to the night of it now. And I'm exposing him now. You understand what I'm talking about? And now, how is it exposed? And here he is, sitting over me out on the throne, over that room. You understand? Burning the rod out of him with a crown of thorns on his eye here. And here he is with a crown, a golden crown, set in with rubies and diamonds, a triple crown, a big artist. I see here again, that is fact. And when it's translated, that's the actual thing. It means that the bicarb of the Son of God. And if you take the V stands for 5, 1 equals 1, and add it on up, and it adds up to 66. And Revelation 13:18 says this, that there is wisdom, that if it has understand, count the number of the beast, for the number of any man. And his number is 600. So says the scripture that he never even said his word. So his fucking car. You understand? Mm. Because Canaan's left, and Jerusalem beneath, and Alagor, the Jerusalem above. Hey, Dunbar,
yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? And now, flesh and blood, don't enter into that. You understand what I'm talking about? And the Pope can't do nothing about it. And then you got the Holy Ghost. You understand? Right on past him. You understand? Yeah. He said, now, you have not come to the natural. You've not come to the mountain that might be touched when he got the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Said, but you are come, not going to come, you understand? But you are come to the General Assembly. You have come to God, and Pete didn't let you in, you understand? You understand? You are come to God. You've come to innumerable company of angels.
Yeah.
You understand? Got that machine working back. Calculating machine, you understand? Working back. An innumerable company of angels.
Yeah.
To the General Assembly and to the Church of the Firstborn, whose names are enrolled in heaven. Now you come, get on them in the spirit among the angels. You on in there. Right on up to God. You understand? Pete didn't let you in. You understand? Well, what do you mean, man? When you say, Pete, I'll give you the key. Pete, when the Holy Ghost, the key is the law. And the prophets, and the Holy Ghost did, you understand? And Isaiah said, unless you speak, you understand, according to this, because that's what Messiah is doing. And after you come out of the grave, he's given all them boys a key. Ain't that right? You understand? And they search the scriptures daily, day and day. It wasn't like the Thessalonians had misunderstood this. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? So then, now, here we are. You see, you got that plenty of idle life. You understand? You won't want to. You won't go nowhere. Some of you won't go. You understand? You're laying around. You're just dragging around. Can't see that the man of sin has been redeemed. You understand?
Right.
And I'm telling you about it. And I'm adding it up every kind of way. And I'm showing it up every kind of way. I'm showing you what he's doing. I'm showing you what he has done. You understand? And here the Protestants are showing up. You understand? They're confessing, all of them, that they ain't nothing to it. Even ventured so far to say, hey, yeah, you understand? And you still dragging around. And they talk about Jesus' faith. Then here comes sudden destruction. And that day shall not come, except they come a falling away. But guess what you see? You understand? The people, every which way, they don't want to go to church. You understand? I don't blame them. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? They know they're not going to get nothing. They done tried God something. They done tried football. They done tried this. They done tried every kind of way. And think of it. And see, when it's all said and done, don't set up a lie. You know good and well you haven't got nothing. You understand? You haven't even got enough spirit and enough guilt. You understand? They even come out here. You understand? Who's in the service? You understand? And when you do get out here and you've been thinking carnal all your life,
yeah.
You understand? You and your grandchild and everybody in your family have been thinking carnal all their life. And they haven't got nothing. You understand what I'm talking about? But a reputation that they're trying to save. You understand? And you don't want to go because you don't expect to get nothing either. And you stay home. You understand? Nothing now. You can't stay around here without getting the Holy Ghost. You understand? And I ain't going to show nothing up on you. Let's keep it safe. You understand? You just, all you have to do to get it is just be what I preach. You understand? Because it's the Holy Ghost talk. You understand? And you are a part of God. You are soul, body, and spirit. The inner part of you is God itself. And it's witness to what I'm saying. And you feel that spirit moving in your heart. Because it's by faith, by grace, are you saved?
Right.
That not of yourself. It's the gift of God. You understand? He guided you through the anointing. You can eat a barrel, crack it, drink a barrel of wine. You understand? And be just as stupid and just as ignorant. You understand? If somebody said, well, Jesus said do it. No, he didn't. He said not to do it. Ain't that right?
Right.
Paul said that and said, chapter 5, that's not, taste not. You understand? Yeah, old dear, we around here. What is the old time telling you? Jesus said, take peace. Same thing. Same life over here back there. In the garden, they know you take me. You understand? Other than that, you understand? And that's how the church is to see, telling you that that's the body of Christ. And you have faith in earth. Russia has murdered a lot of them priests and kicked them on out of Russia. You understand with that Tom Foley? You understand? That's dictating to the Russian Kremlin what to do. You understand? And I'm telling you, I endorse. You understand what I'm talking about? Run them on out. Drive them on out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even try them out on earth. I don't think man in the first place to drive them on down.
Right.
Here where they come from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right here. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, not that day is going to come. But you see what it is for yourself.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? You see what's going on. There's no witness within your own.
Yeah.
Now look. If you see this going on, you say, we're called Jesus' faith. Time to get scared. And say, I just fear. I just might. There's ceasefire. Understand? And there's ceasefire. And there's no peace and cessation. Then comes sudden destruction. You can set the night on the brink of hell. You understand? And do 2 months of on 3 times 7.
Yes.
You see what I'm talking about? I'm only boss, but I'm telling you. But come on down. Understand? The first thing, you know, the night that you do, come down here, sit and read this little see, that's what you're going to do. Come on in. Everybody around here, set the night. That's right. I didn't even see the night. You understand? You understand? You understand? I've been beat up about it. You understand? And some of them is cussing me out and beating me up. You understand? Sitting right here right now, looking in my face. You understand? You see that boy standing over here? That's a medical guy. Practiced medicine in Cincinnati around 10 or 11 years before he come here. You see what I'm talking about? Medical doctor. You don't fool him about anatomy and physiology. You see what I mean? Get it? He ain't no fool. He's patient. You see? He says to him, stand there, he hears what I'm saying. He's patient. Which is this woman right here. Her. That boy's father. He's sitting right there. See? This is his mother, and this is his wife. And that man standing over there. Yeah. Said he had to die. He couldn't live for the morning. He's dying now. See, yeah, I come here a little bit. He preaching, you know. He doesn't mind. And he took action. He ain't gonna die, the man. The people and everything, the whole thing. And he got sore with me about it. That's not. You see, that's the man. And these people sit here looking me in the face, you know, they know I'm telling you.
That's right.
You understand? You don't stand in front of people like this in my eyes. See, now if I'm lying, you call me a liar. You're a father.
Mm-hmm.
You're the doctor.
Right.
Am I lying?
Mm-hmm.
See, that man did not die. See? He lived 9 years after that. Mm-hmm. And when he did die, he didn't die with what they say they had. And we got him sitting all around here. See? He's supposed to have been in the cemetery a long time ago. Say, so don't you be trying to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he dead stuff.
We've got him sitting right here. It didn't mean anything. See, he's just breathing breath right now. You understand? In defense and truth and vindication of this gospel.
Amen.
You understand? And even I am accused. I never did. There's no such thing as a divine healer on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? A divine healer in heaven. He does for 2 minutes. You understand? I can't heal nobody. I can't help my own self. Because I'm accused. You understand? Of raising a woman from the dead. You stood, you sat and heard that woman testify. The doctor said she was dead. Said, you know, you Dr. Middleton in Cincinnati. See, and God did raise her from the dead. And I knew she was dead. You understand what I'm talking about? What's that for? Try to make a big shot out of me? No. It's in vindication of her. And in defense of this truth that I'm preaching. And one said, I want it back there now. No. Talking about my son. Burn all up. That every doctor there was in the Springfield City Hospital.
That's right.
You've seen some parts of his body burned. They said that they during the Second World War, they never seen anybody burn that bad and live. They said he just had to die. That was in 1944.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Said he just can't live. You understand? I go strut my little nasty step up there for me. Make a matter, you understand? Walk in the hospital. Pick my son. Said he won't die. His wife got sore. And my own dog. Said, now look here, I know that's my daddy, but who does he think he is? And then that was see. And she's trying to fight me, you understand? My daughter. You heard me, I said my daughter.
Uh-huh.
Right.
My son I'm talking about. That one thing Malcolm said. That's right. Now she'd rather see him die and go to hell. Now you can't tell me nothing. Yeah, boy. The doctor said he had to go on. They had everything. Drugs on his mother and all you. He didn't even know nothing about it. Right there. Right? Good. Big thing. Thank you, Jimmy. Yes, another big lie. I'm not sure. That's the doctor's man. You understand? I could just get raised up all right. These people sitting in these audiences, whether you know it or understand it or not, they know what's going on. See, they know what it is. See, they got the witness right within them. You understand? You see what I mean? They know. You see? They know that this is the boss in this body.
Right.
That's right. Every time I've ever spoke, earthquakes did not tell you. Did not tell you. Oh, man, that's double. But this man almost shook off the face of his head. Oh, man, that's double. What's the matter with you? Why are you nuts?
Let's go.
demanding me to jive.
come here, this is a school, and it is not a church.
Psalm 19, verse 7.